Lord, you know, you're just going to have to go before me.
Right, right.
And help me to teach what you want these children to know and yes. to hear. Because, man, they see right through you.
Yes, they do. You Absolutely. Know? They mm-hmm. do see right through you.
Yep.
Yes, they do. And, you know, I've learned also, as far as them listening to us, we also listen to them.
We have to. Yep.
You see where they're coming from, mm-hmm. you know, because they can throw one over on you in a minute. You know, if you're not paying attention, you know, it goes right over your head like, oh, what was that?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Well, in James, right. in James, I think it's chapter 2, but the one, there's another verse, you know, like I shared in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22 last hour, but in James, I think it's chapter 2, where it says, be slow or be quick to listen, slow to talk, and even slower to anger.
Yes.
And I fall short.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know,
we do.
On that, you know, so I have to really stop myself because I'm a teacher mode all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to just shut up and listen. True. To what my kids or my grandkids are saying, you know, and even with the kids in the club.
Right.
You know, I have to give them time to say, to interact and stuff like that. That's really important. And so so by me giving them time to speak and listen to what they're saying,
right,
I'm biblically doing what God wants us to do, you know, and then be slow to anger because things, you know, things tick you off. You're like, oh, well, I would do this, you know, or I do that. Well, keep your mouth zipped.
Right.
Because what you would do is it aligning with what the Bible would have us to do.
Right.
You know, so sometimes it's not good to speak so quickly, especially if you're with a spouse that takes time to really think something through. Like, you know, oftentimes my husband will say something and I can see where it's leading and I'll give an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't even had a chance to really finish his whole thought.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, I gotta stop that. Because he's still processing it, and it's really irritating for him. So that's an example there.
Right.
You know,
sure is.
That is the verse that in James, I think it's chapter 2, that, and it may not be, it may be, but it is in James. but it is.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Be quick to listen.
Right.
Slow to speak.
Yes.
And slower to anger.
Yes, amen. Uh-huh. Amen. And that's a good one. And I know I was listening to 1 Peter last night. Well, I listened to Peter 1, the whole chapter, about how the Lord will settle us and strengthen us, you know, after we have observed all these things that he wants us to, you know, and he will settle us down, you know. Mm-hmm. And that is the walk of a believer. You know, there comes a place where God does settle you down. You're not always helter-skelter and so quick to do things, you know. And that is a mature Christian, you know. And then also, I listened to Romans 1, the Audible,
uh-huh.
on YouTube, right? I had my earbuds in. And it was talking about the climate we live in right now and how God had turned people over to their own thinking. Since no one else can get through to you or God himself, then he turned you over to a reprobate mind where you think what you're doing is right. You think you're serving God. You think you're doing the right thing. You think you're doing what God wants you to do. You're seeing yourself like you think God sees you. But it is an illusion. It's all in your minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought, wow. So this culture has come to a point where it thinks it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fighting for its rights to be what it wants to be because they did not, it says it comes to a point where they did not acknowledge God
right.
as creator.
Right.
But as a creature. Four-footed beast and man. He is not a man.
Mm-mm.
He is God mm-hmm. himself, you mm-hmm. know, not the person or thing that you can make him into. Mm-hmm. He is real and he exists. So because of that, he's turned you over to your own thinking mm-hmm. that it's right.
Yep.
And people that agree with you, they're either enjoying what they see or they are witnesses of the same thing. They're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that really stuck with me. I'm like, wow, you really have to be careful what you say okay to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, what people are doing or what they're thinking, because you have to realize they are not in their right minds.
No. No. The heart is deceitful.
Yes.
You know, and Paul said that many, many times, that the heart was deceitful.
And desperately wicked.
And desperately wicked. And, you know, Jesus pointed that out. I mean, because from the heart is where we have our thoughts.
Yes.
And our actions come from the heart.
Yes.
And so we can't, you know, without Christ, we can't know the knowledge.
No.
Especially now, these children in schools right now, what they have to put up with. And we live in a pretty conservative county yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when the schools are mandated to teach ESG, you know, and things of that sort, or SL, the SEL, those things are not based on truth. You know, they're not based on God. Mm-hmm. And in fact, many times they're directly in opposition of God and his
right.
word, because they're not based on a moral compass even. And so these children, when we're going in after school for our program of the Good News Club, it may take us all year long to explain for them to understand what sin is. That sin is anything that we think or say or do that is that's against God.
Mm-hmm.
Sin is anything that we think, say, or do that breaks God's rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if there's no emphasis, like last hour we were talking about how, you know, the clubs are shrinking because parents and grandparents don't see, they don't have a righteous fear of the Lord.
Right.
First of
right.
all. And they don't, and even if they're church parents, they don't see the importance of having their child be a part of a mission field, because the Good News Club is a mission field
right.
for a child and for any of us going into the schools teaching these kids.
Right, right.
You know, they don't see the importance of their child learning how to be a testimony or a witness among their peers.
Or Christ-like.
Yes, or Christ-like among their peers.
Right.
You know, 1 hour a week doesn't get it.
But not only that, Cheryl, just thinking, because they will look at their parents differently.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're not in that same order mm-hmm. that they're being taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then that way they can say, well, you're not. And children will say that. Well, you're not. You go to church, but you're not serving God at home. Because, I mean, be real.
They
that happens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, and then they will say things to their parents. And no one wants to be reprimanded
mm-hmm.
about what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
especially an adult from a child. So there are a lot of things at play at why the Good News Clubs are shrinking. Because, you know, it started at Grant Middle School
mm-hmm.
when I was teaching there.
Mm-hmm.
And parents were actually coming and removing their students.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a little older than your elementary, but still, why would you do that? And they're being taught good morals,
mm-hmm.
you know, etiquette. It all that plays a part,
mm-hmm.
you know. But still, teaching that the Word of God is the right way to live,
right.
you know. So why would you not want your child to know the right way and even share it with you if you need it?
Well, that's why. That's a lot of it, is because the parents aren't living it and the children are learning it, and then they start questioning their home style, their home life, and stuff, like you were saying. Or you do have a biblical family, and then you have your child going to public school, learning all of this dirt, all of this mistruths and stuff like this. And then they go back home questioning, you know,
what's going on?
How do we live this way? Or why do we believe this way when everything else is saying the opposite? Now, those parents, you would think that they would want their child in the Good News Club. So that midweek or whenever during the week, they can have some encouragement and some empowering that the Holy Spirit is there to comfort them and to lead them and to guide them through the blood of Jesus Christ. That was the gift from our God, our Heavenly Father.
You know.
So it's both ways. You have the unchurched that do not want to be, they don't want their life changed. And then you have the churched that they don't have, they don't put the emphasis on their child having this additional teaching or uplifting during the week, because they're not really paying attention to what the kids are going through every week, you know.
That's true. So true. Wow. It just put a lot on my mind just listening to it just before I went to sleep. But it was like, wow. How neat that is. That we can just, even if you're not reading, you can just hear the Word of God being read to you, which I don't do that too often.
Well, a lot of people do that, though. You know, like when they're on the road or whatever, they plug it in and listen and stuff like that. I mean, if you're really paying attention, you're really listening. And so, I know you, Linda. I know you pray before you start listening and just say, Lord, you know, help me to learn what
sometimes
you want me to
learn. Sometimes I don't.
Well, I didn't used to all the time, but now in the mornings when I start my devotions, I'll say, Lord, I'm going to go through this and bring out what you really want me to focus on. You know, what are you going to teach me today? And there's always, he usually pulls something out.
Where
was that the last 10 times I read it?
You know.
But seriously, he will bring something to mind. You know?
He sure will do that, you know. No, so, I used to ask all the time, but you know what? Anymore, I don't even do that. I mean, I read, I study, we do our devotions, and he just does what he wants to do, because I've given him my life, and I haven't taken it back. It's just his, and I allow him to do what he wants, give me what he wants to give me, you know. So I had to untie the apron strings with one of my daughters, because you know I have four daughters. But this one is 44 going on 50, and I'm thinking, how long can I continue to be
her foundation?
A hindrance.
Okay.
On her living her own life.
Okay, gotcha.
Because when it's mom's always there, then it hinders her from living her life.
From growing,
because mom's always there to pick up the pieces, or dad, or you know. And I know I'm not the only mother. That's why I'm saying it on the air. I'm not the only mother, or father that's right there every time your child falls and skinned their knees. It may be 60 years old. My daughter's 44, going on 50. You know, and it's just I just feel like it's burdening me down, and I need to move out of her way. And she has a friend, a guy friend, and they're getting along really good. So I really don't need to be there. I can't be that constant phone call. Anytime she needs anything, anytime she needs to go anywhere, you know, because she doesn't drive. She won't drive. You know, I guess she has a fear of driving. But it was like all the time, you know. And we don't. Our personalities clash a lot, you know, but still, I'm feeling release.
Good.
Little by little, I'm feeling release. Because it's not easy.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not easy.
When my son moved to Texas, Austin, Texas, this summer, it's like, oh. You know, I had to put up with him moving to Pennsylvania when he's going to college.
Right.
Then he came back and he settled in Columbus. And then, you know, here it is a couple years later, and he's moving to Austin, Texas. I'm like, oh, you know.
Right.
So I was just talking to a friend this holiday season, and her son's going to be moving a couple hours away, and he'll be further to the Indiana border, closer mm-hmm. to the Indiana border. And I reminded her, I said, well, he's only a couple hours away. He's still in the state. You know, he's still in the state. Because you're right, it's not easy to give it up. And I am there if the kids need help and stuff like that. But I hear what you're saying, because wouldn't it be nice just for them to call and talk?
Yeah.
Just because they don't need anything. They don't need Great. A babysitter for the kids.
Right.
And wouldn't it be just nice for them to call and just say, hey, Mom, how are you doing?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I did this and I did that. I went here, I went there. Yeah. Uh-huh,
right.
There you go.
And because I did that with my mom. You know, my mom lived over an hour away. So, you know, an hour is not much. I'd jump in my car and I'd go up and see her and stuff. But, you know, there are times when I couldn't. So I would just call her and say, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not because I needed anything. And I'm just thinking, why can't I have that same connection? And they're no busier than I was.
True.
You know? And,
true.
So it's like, why not? Why can't we have that? And I do yearn for that,
mm-hmm.
to have that. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And, you know, and I was a mama's girl, and I was always at my mother's house every day.
Uh-huh.
But I do remember a time when I stopped. And I started staying in my own home,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Did your mom talk to you about it?
You know what she said?
What'd she say?
You're growing up now, huh?
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
So she didn't talk to you.
And I was pretty
old. So she didn't encourage you beforehand. She just allowed you to go through it. And, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I was pretty old. I know. I was in my 30s.
Okay.
And that's a long time to be a mama's girl, running a mom for every little thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, I know, like, I always, my mom's passed away, obviously. My parents have passed away. And the time that I really miss my mom is when it's harvest season and I'm doing canning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, oh, I need to call Mom. And, you know, just to share with her what I'm doing. And
right.
And then it's like, oh.
Can't.
Yeah, I can't. But I do know that she's with God in heaven, you know, or. And so it's all good, but that's when I click into that gear of wanting to reach out and let Mom know what I'm up to, or
right.
when I have a question, that's when I want to. How did you used to do this?
Right,
you know,
right.
type of thing, because that is an art.
Yes,
that's
it
a dying
is.
Art.
Yes, it is.
And I can read the instructions in my blue ball, but you know, it doesn't always have those little shortcuts or whatever. Yeah, so I understand that. But with your daughter, oh, man, I don't know if I think I would encourage her to even get some counseling to overcome that fear of driving, because she has just imprisoned herself. Now, does Wooster have metro busing or anything like that?
Well, she lives in Marion.
Oh, she lives in Marion? I thought you said Wooster. Okay.
No.
Okay. My bad. All right. Well, I can see, because I thought you had said Wooster. I knew you had a daughter in Wooster.
Two.
Okay.
In that area.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I have two in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, man, you remember getting our license, what a big deal it was? The freedom it gives you and
Well, you know,
like
she
this?
Was hit by a car when she was a little girl, and it broke her neck.
Uh-huh.
I really thought she died. That. Yeah. I thought, well, people had come to get me. She had just left the house, not even 5 minutes. Mm. It just seemed like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people were running, screaming back to us that we just live right down the street, right?
Right.
That she had gotten hit by a car. So we run down there to go to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And there's all these people around her. Mm-hmm. And I go there, and I'm trying to get there. And people are holding me back, like, they know that's me. That's my child. I'm screaming. I'm hollering. You know, and I didn't, she just was lifeless down there. Mm-hmm. As if she was dead. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was pushing everybody back. And I had recently given my life to the Lord, all of us as a family, and all I could do was call on Jesus. Praise as God. Loud as I could. And I heard her gasp for air, but when they picked her up, her head kind of rolled.
Because
it was, her neck was broken. So they rushed her to the hospital. You know, we were just starting at King's Temple Church on Senate Street. And I think someone had seen that accident and had asked them to pray and all that. And a few had came out to the emergency room with us and waited with us, you know. And it was Dr. Ebo. He showed us the x-ray where the crack was in her neck and everything. And they wanted to, you know, keep her a couple of days, put her in a brace and stuff, you know. And for some reason, when they looked at that x-ray the second time, it wasn't there. The crack wasn't there, you know? And he said, well, it could have been a hair, an x-ray or whatever, you know? And he kind of looked at it like, you know, well, what happened? You know, but I just believe God, you know, fixed it. Even though we were early Christians and early believers, you know, he fixed that crack in her neck. They put a brace on that girl and sent her home. You hear me?
I do. And I do believe that. I mean,
she had gravel in her nose, all in her mouth, all in her ears. Gravel from where, you know, she was. So I guess the car, when the impact had, she flew over the car over the other side of the road. So, just giving kudos to God, because he's a miracle worker. I'm telling you.
And, you know, and do not, you know, like a couple times you had said, and we were just, you know, we were just young believers, or we just received Jesus. That's the power of Jesus.
Yes, it was.
I mean, because, like, if you had prayed to Jesus one moment and said, Lord, please forgive me of my sins, and the next moment you're gone. Are you in heaven?
Yes.
That's the power of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Because you guys were in God's family, and he heard you cry out.
Yes, he did.
And what a wonderful...
And I'm fighting people because they wouldn't let me near my daughter. They're pushing me back, and I'm fighting, you know.
What a testimony. That's a wonderful story. Yeah, you had never shared that before. I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's exciting. But I don't know. You know, she's not afraid to ride in a car.
No, and tell you how to drive. Yeah. She's a backseat driver.
Oh, there you go.
And I told her, I said, well, you can drive then. You can tell me how to drive. You can drive.
Get up here.
Right. So, I, you know, She's in God's hands, you know, and I have to learn to do that.
Just let her be.
Just let her be.
Grow up.
Yeah, let her grow up, you know. She'll enjoy it, and she'll be thankful.
Yes, she will.
You know, she don't realize it, but she will be.
Yeah,
so.
The separation might not be comfortable for either one of you, but it'll be worth it in the
end. Yeah, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm feeling the rewards of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because kids, they're always a part of you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love it when my kids say, Mom, I'm an adult now. And I'm like, yeah.
But you're still my babe, right? Still my child.
Yep. And I'm still a parent.
Right. You're still my child. That'll never change, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. We live and grow, right?
We do.
Have Absolutely. Our being in the Lord. We just, I do love the Lord because he answers our prayers.
Constantly.
Yes.
Constantly.
Sometimes we don't even realize he's answered them. Until like, oh, wow.
Exactly. After the fact, right. A week later, it's like you're starting to think back and like, oh, Lord, I was praying about that.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering.
Yes.
You know, that was an answer to prayer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some are immediate and some take time. You know, it's up to him how he wants to work it, you know. But mm-hmm. he's faithful.
Mm, very much so.
This is a new year.
Yep.
And those of you who are listening need to know that he is faithful. If you don't know that, God is faithful.
Absolutely.
He's not a man that he has to lie.
No. He doesn't depend on the culture.
No.
He doesn't depend on the political realm.
No.
You know, he is a... He's holy, he's pure, and he wants us to come up to his standards.
Oh, yes.
He doesn't want us to have our standards lowered.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people, this is also things people have to understand. Some things we must suffer in this world. Because mm-hmm. Paul says some things we're going to suffer. Mm-hmm. Those who mm-hmm. suffer for Christ.
Yep.
You don't come to this world and think you're going to get out unscabbed. You know, you're going to fall down, you're going to make mistakes, right?
Right. That's right.
You're going to see a lot of things happen that, to me, some things are just unbelievable. I see happening today. I would never have thought that growing up and being the age that I am now to mm-hmm. see what I see and hear what I hear. It's like, mm-hmm. what?
Did you hear in, I think it was Nigeria, over the holiday this season, I don't know if it was Christmas weekend or whether it was New Year's weekend, but 100 to 200 people were slaughtered, Christians. They were persecuted. They were killed because of their faith. And, you know, it happens.
Yes, it does. See, happen.
But I heard it on, I don't know if it was Glenn Beck, because mm-hmm. I do enjoy listening to him. Or if it was the program afterwards, because I just keep that program on. But they were talking about, and I've only heard it once. And then they were also talking about how, like, 4 churches were put to fire in Canada, I believe.
In Canada?
Yeah, and they were, and I missed a couple other, but there was, you know, a series of different types of persecution.
Right.
And how, like with the churches, you know, and how they will dub some things right. as just an accident, or rather than a hate crime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or they will, you know, like if it's against some other group, it's a terrorist attack, or
right.
it's a hate crime.
Right.
But if it's against a Christian church or Christians,
right.
you know, it's just that double standard that, well, it's goes back to the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's that spiritual warfare
mm-hmm.
of what's going on.
That's true.
And so there was a lot this holiday season that, you know,
wow.
Christians
suffered.
Were targeted, yes. Hmm. So when you're saying that we may see persecution or
yes.
hard times,
yes,
I believe it, even here we have been very, very lucky as a country.
Yes.
We have been very, very lucky, but we also have to realize that it could happen to us at any point in time,
right.
anywhere.
Right, persecution.
Uh-huh.
Which we're not used to nor understand it.
Right.
Because we haven't had to feel it.
Nope, we have not. We've not. And so we have to, you know, just realize and that it may happen. And if it does, it's a choice.
Right.
How do we handle it?
Right. Because the world is going to grow colder and colder.
Uh-huh. And darker.
Yeah, and yes. darker. Yes, it will.
And we will have targets on.
Oh, yeah.
We will have targets because we love the Lord and we are light. And they don't want to be told differently. Because
right.
in their views, we're old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely. And I thank God I'm old-fashioned, if that's your, you know, terminology or what I am.
Yeah.
You know. But I do have a Savior, and He watches after me.
Praise God.
Watches for me.
Absolutely.
You know. And them, He's concerned about what I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that I'm concerned about. He's concerned about them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, starting off this election year, it's going to be rough.
interesting, won't it be?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a rocky road, and we're going to have to lean on God.
Oh, absolutely.
More than we ever have, I think.
I think that the Christians have to really be fervent prayers warriors.
Oh, yes.
You know, because, again, going back to your thought of the day, we can't be observers.
Right.
We're going to have to be, what was the other term, where we absorb.
Absorb.
And we're going to have to.
I mean, yes.
And act. You know, our time of being quiet, just like Queen Esther.
Right.
When Mordecai told her, don't think that you will live through this.
Right.
Because you and your household will be destroyed, and
right.
God will have another one to raise up.
Right.
And do his bidding.
Right.
So if God is pulling at our heart and speaking to us, then we might want to explore that pulling. We might want to talk to him and say, Lord, what direction do you want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really talking to me?
Right.
You know, if do you really want me to do this?
Right.
And really, not because it's like when I started teaching over in Hardin County, it wasn't because I wanted to. I didn't want to.
Right.
You know, but God kept tugging at me because these were children. This was a church that needed assistance.
Right.
And so as soon as I, you know, talked to them and said, I can do this, but I want to use the CEF curriculum.
Right.
There was a peace. There was a peace, but it's not been easy.
I'm sure.
We've not gotten the, it's easy to go over there and teach,
because
I love teaching.
Right.
That's not a big deal. But it's not been easy because, you know, the people from, you know, the people want the numbers back up. Well, I have no control over that.
No, you don't.
You know, but, and they're like, kind of like, at one point in time, kind of willing, you know, one of my friends was telling me that someone was talking to her, and they were kind of like willing to boot me out so they could have the program that they had the year before, which was basically the kids came in and ruled the roost and just played.
Right.
Rather than having them teach. And my friend stepped up and said, so what you're saying is that you would rather have a bunch of kids in here learning nothing rather than have a handful who are learning God's word.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and that, but the example there is she could have kept her mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
She could have agreed with the other woman
right.
in the church, because it's probably a friend.
Mm-hmm.
She could have agreed with her viewpoint, or she could have kept her mouth shut.
Right.
But instead, she chose to stand up and say, and she wasn't even really standing up for me, but she was standing up for what was right for the children.
Right. She was standing up for the Lord.
And standing up for the Lord,
mm-hmm.
because they're learning his word.
Right.
And I think that's where we're going to have to be, too, is that we are going to be in places, put in places, where we're going to have to stand up and say, well, you know, this is not
and
right.
And that's where the persecution
or this is
comes.
Right. Yes, exactly.
That's where it comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Christians, get ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Know your word.
Know your word. Know your God.
Know your God. Ask for a spirit of discernment.
Yes. Yes.
So that he will direct you.
Because what I feel in my spirit, you know, not just this year, but even the year after, it's not going to get any easier.
Mm-mm.
For us.
No,
it's going to get harder.
I know.
It's going to get harder.
I know. And, you know, like when people call in for the surveys and stuff like this, I just say no thank you. And then later I'll think, should I have done that? You know, should I have gone ahead and answered it, because I would have answered it in a conservative Christian manner.
Right.
So I'm thinking when this year, because I'm thinking, I don't want the government knowing any more than what they need to. But you know what? They already know it all anyway.
I know they do.
So
you can't
this
hide
is an
from
opportunity
right.
that I have been given to voice my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and my opinion would be for God.
Of course.
So if the question is if their question is asking, are you for abortion? What does the Bible say?
Right.
You know, and yes, I'm not for abortion. Mm-hmm. I'm against abortion at any stage. And if it was, if I were against transgender, or I'm so disappointed in our governor. You know, it passed this law.
I heard about that, yeah.
Because he says he went through and he's thinking of the medical. Well, I'm sorry, just like anybody else, a child has medical rights because they're a child, period.
And but, you know what that's about, right?
Right. And so if he's thinking of the child's right for medical rights, then he's talking about mutilation and having them go through the changing from a girl to a boy or a boy to a girl. And they threw that in there when really what the people, the opponents of the law wanted was to protect the girls.
Right.
So that they would have their sports.
Right.
And the boys would have
their sports.
And if you're a transgender, I'm sorry, you don't have a sport. If you aren't, if you're not going to be with the girls because you're biologically a girl, or if you're not going to be with the boys because you're biologically a boy, then I'm sorry. This is a consequence of your lifestyle.
You know? And that's what they don't want to hear.
Exactly. So, yeah. I do. I mean, I've spoken up before regarding that issue, and you know, so it's. I will be slow to listen. I mean, I'll be quick to listen.
Right.
Slow to speak, and slower to anger.
Right.
But when the spirit pushes me,
of course,
I'm gonna say what God wants me to say, and that will be based on His word.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, we're in for it. So, like, I brought a couple messages at our church, you know, and I spoke about anxiety, and then I spoke about fear. Mm-hmm. Then I said, well, Lord, we've covered those two subjects. What's next? He says, gird up your loins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gird up the loins of your mind.
And stand firm.
And stand firm.
That's
and
right.
Know your God. You
That's
know,
right.
It's like, wow, this is where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
We have to gird up.
Exactly. And know that there's so much that's going to be out of our control that
absolutely
we can't do anything about.
Right.
You know, but
we won't fall if we gird up.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We won't fall.
And keep in mind, Jesus did not save us from trials.
No, he did not.
And hardships.
Mm-mm.
And headaches and things of that sort. He just saved us
from
eternal damnation.
Yes.
You know, so, and that is where we have to steadfast, mm-hmm. stead firm.
Yes, we do.
You know, and that's where, like, when you're, you know, surfing through YouTube and you've got all these speakers and stuff, and they
that's
keep
true.
Saying, get in the Word of God. Get mm-hmm. in the Word of God. Plus, now I've seen them be saying, get it in paper, you know, or get it in a hard copy, because the internet or, you know, your earbuds may be void of any sound at any point in time.
Wow.
I mean, all they have to do is turn it off, and you don't have those references.
True.
You know?
So true.
They can have their propaganda out there,
mm-hmm.
but your truth may be taken away.
Right.
So for a lot of people, I know a lot of people do, you know, books and stuff online, or they'll read it on their, you know, on their iPad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I still like paper.
Oh, yeah.
I like to carry my paper around.
That's something else the church has gotten away from, reading from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They have their little notes and papers and stuff, and they're reading from their papers,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and
more
got
or less.
On the big screen.
On
so
the
people
big screen.
Do not bring their Bibles.
They don't bring their Bibles.
And, you know, you need to bring your Bible.
Yeah.
You need to
and
learn
open
how
it.
To use it.
Yes, and open
That's
it.
That's right.
You know.
Yep.
So
it'll be an interesting 2024, especially with the election. It'll be interesting. I think we'll see probably a bigger division
within
our country, because, you know, the government right now, this regime, has really worked very hard on being divisive and plotting people against each other and stuff, which is sad. And also, do not allow, for 2024, do not allow your heart to become hardened. Really focus on the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
Really focus on those and apply them in our lives, because it is so easy for us to see somebody and our heart is hardened.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we have got to really fight that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Fight against it.
Yes. So we are in the last 3 minutes of our first program this new year. Praise God. It's been fun.
It's
been great. We've talked about a lot of things. We've even talked about the rest of this year, believe it or not.
Yep.
God says, gird up your loins and know your God.
And know that you are victorious.
Yes.
Because you are a child of God.
A child of God.
And
yes.
That's the highlight.
It is the highlight.
But it takes work. Our salvation takes no work from us.
No. No, that's free.
But it does take work for us to know our God.
Yes, it does.
He wants to hear from us.
Yes, he does.
He wants us to read his word, to learn about him.
And what an easy way to know someone, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's not really work.
No.
You know, like some people consider work, you know, like, can't eat this, can't eat there, can't go here, can't celebrate Christmas, can't celebrate Easter. You know, you just take the paganism part out of it and worship the Lord, because, you know, he came here and died for such a time as this, for us to be saved.
That's
you
right.
know, so those events did happen. They are real. You can't take away from that, but you can take the paganism out of it, you know. And God is about love.
Mm-hmm.
Love for his people, and his people have love for others.
That's right. And even when you have to stand firm and tell somebody who is living a falsehood
mm-hmm.
that they're wrong,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you hate them.
Oh, you love them.
That means you're loving them.
Yes.
If you love your child and you say you love your child and you let them do everything and rule the roost,
right?
Really, do you love him, or are you being lazy? You know, because God says we have to teach them and raise them the way that he would want them to be raised. And so...
Well, he says you hate them if you don't chastise them.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Or correct them, you know?
So do not count love by the way the culture would have you count
right,
it.
Right, right.
Gear it or gauge it by the word of God.
By the word of God.
Because we are children of God when we ask Christ Jesus to forgive us of our sins.
That is the end of our show. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. And I thank Cheryl Lee, my guest, for both hours. Thank you so much. And
you're
happy
welcome.
New Year
thank
to you.
You.
For everyone, be blessed and be happy. Remember your God. Thank you. God bless.